Chaver, first of all the learning tonight, all the chizik, all the siris, should be for refuah shleima, for an individual who needs really big refuos, mamish, needs nisim, needs eibishter. It's my Talmud, Ariel Haimov's father. Chaver knows a lot of the cousins, the Ozeris, the Aryes, so their uncle. Today they actually added a name. And his name now, based on the Eitza of Rav Chaim Knievsky, is to add the name Gimple. The name Gimple was some big Kadmon Tzaddik. I'm not sure exactly. Rav Chaim has his Cheshbonis. But so now the name is Gimple Yitzchok Ben Avigail. Gimple Yitzchok Ben Avigail. For everyone Kadavin, for Gimple Yitzchok Ben Avigail, for Fuos, for Yeshuos, we need Rachamim for the Ebishter, we need Nisim. But we as Klal Yisrael, we know our Lamala Min HaTeva. So we're never misyayish. We don't stop davening. And we're Ben Varchun Chaydash Iyar. We're going to enter into the month of Iyar. Iyar is Ani Hashem Rofecha. Oisios Ani Hashem Rofecha is the month of Iyar. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zoyecher and Isim and Yeshuos and Refuos and Mesur Tovos. And all the Torah tonight should be Refuah Gimbal Yitzchok Ben Avigail. The emesis is somewhat bittersweet being here. The last time we were here at this table, at least some of us that are here, we were Sudas Mashiach. If you weren't here for Sudas Mashiach, I don't know where you were, Hashem Yirachim, but Lemaiza, it was a really, really special night. But we were hoping that would help bring Mashiach. The Sudas Mashiach would bring in Mashiach. And the Yontav of Pesach, Chag Hamuna, Chag Geula, should bring us to Geula Shlema. But we're still here. We're still here, but that means we still have a lot more avodah to be doing. And we have to be growing. And we have to be pulling all the chizik and the siris of Pesach into the year. All the siris of Amuno, all the siris of Kirvas Elokim that we had, Lel Seder, and I hope we still have it with us today. And I want to start, therefore, tonight with Torah that I had the schus to hear on Pesach. It was together with Yisrael Meir. We had the schus the second night of Chol HaMoed to be in the bayis, in the shtib of Rav Avram Shor Shlita, who made in his house two tishes. It was together with some of the other chevra, Yeshua Moshe. The next night, Mamish was main olam haba. There are no other words. If you weren't there, I'm sorry, you missed out on a chance of a lifetime. There's no other words. I'm sorry just to say. You know, for all the yidden that, we're not going to get into that right now, we're past it, and hopefully by next year we'll be in Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, but all the yidden that go throughout the world, Pesach, and pay very big money. They pay very big money to go, Chvesnish, to all the Vimakoymos down south, and even Europe, who knows, I'm sure they have beautiful times and Ruchni's time with the Mishpacha, but ultimately they, you know, if you go to Eretz Yisrael, there's no better place to be for any day of our lives. But Lameza, you left Kedushas Rav Avraham Shor. All I can say is, I would have paid big money to be by Rav Avraham Shor. I'm talking big money. It was like Mamish, incredible in his house, the singing, the chizik, the Torah. I'm going to say, and I'll tell you why I'm sharing this tonight. Not just because I took tremendous chizik from it, which I want to share with you, and I'll explain, and you'll understand why tonight, even though we're post-Pesach. But also, I feel sharing this is because it's Nisim Gluyim. This, you know, today was Yom HaShoah. We'll get to that a little bit later. And we had this chus in DRS to hear from a Kaddish Degayid, Mrs. Laub, Jonathan and David Kaslow's grandmother, who Mamish was a walking miracle. If you heard, we'll tell over some of the stories. And yeah. Lamaisa, a walking Nes Galoy. This woman, this Tzadekes, 5, 6 years old, was surviving through the streets of Europe by herself, living, sleeping with dogs and sleeping wherever she could find and finding food. I mean, about 5, 6 years old by herself. And with the Eibishter every moment, which we'll get to, Mamish, every moment, as a 5-year-old. I have a 5-year-old Kneinhar is the biggest. I love him. Real Nasim Tzvi. I mean, I won't talk about him. I wouldn't last a day as a 5-year-old by myself, finding where to go, what to do. That's it. That's it. 5-year-old. It's Nisim Gluyim. Every Kaddish Tegiyid that survived was a nice Galway. It's so important to hear every story. I'll tell you the Chevra, honestly, I know I, in my life, have gained more in my Amuna and my Kirvus Elokim and my own Mesiris Nefesh from listening to Kaddish Tegiyid and survivors speak than anyone else. Even the biggest of Sadiqim that I've heard Torah from that Mamish lift me off this world, survivors lift me higher. So much of who I am today, I know it's only because of Leib Zisman Zechasadish Kalif Racha, who I had the schus to be very close to. And so many other Kedoshim that I've heard over the years. It's well worth dropping everything else you do if you have the chance to hear these stories and the Muna and the Mesiris Nefesh. And we'll get back to that. But that was, I had the schus to hear a Neis Galoi. So I want to share with you a Neis Galoi. Why is it a Neis Galoi sharing this Torah? Because by Rav Shor, these two nights, it really was very little of the Chevra. It was mostly Chasidim, it was his Chevra, his Mispalim. And therefore, when that's the case, all the Chizikal Zoras, all the Torah that he gave was in Yiddish. He didn't speak a word of English the whole night. So each night he spoke 4 or 5 times, like 10 minutes each, Kederach, like the Chevra's been by Zimchaz Vishrevas. It was very similar, you know, as far as how it was run. But every word was in Yiddish. I don't understand Yiddish. Okay, I understand abyssal, but basically that word. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand Yiddish. I should. It's a mistake. It's chatai ani masker ayoyim. But I don't understand Yiddish. And like, I've listened to things in Yiddish and understand drops. I've never understood shirim. Even shirim, really, I've never really understood in Yiddish. 2 nights straight, for 2 hours straight, I was sat by Rav Shor. Each night he spoke 4 or 5 times, 10 minutes each, let's say. I'm going to tell you, I pretty much understood every single word. Every word. That, to me, was Nisim Gluyim. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know why. I think it's just the Eibishter wanted me to be able to hear this Torah and to get the Chizik from Mishor. It was incredible. So I have to share some of it with the Chevra. This is Nisim Gluyim. Right? Moshe, you understood? Emes. No, I usually don't understand Yiddish. I don't know. So here we go. So Rav Shor starts out the first night that was there saying that the yisoid of all of Pesach, the foundation of all of Pesach, and the chizik of all of Pesach, the lesson of all of Pesach, is to have emunah in the difficult times that we go through. To stay close to Hashem and have emunah bitachon even when we're going through dark hours. And we're going through nisyonos. And we're going through machlas. And we're going through difficult shidduch situations. We're going through parnas of difficult situations. Whatever it might be, to have that amunah bitachon that one needs always, that's the lesson of Pesach. And right, he said these words before he even started any Torah. I'm thinking to myself, what is the Rebbe talking about? I thought Pesach, vad, it's all amunah. But amunah, begiloy, in the good times. Pesach is Yisir Mitzrayim. Pesach is when we left, when we were freed, when we had salvation. Pesach was 10 makos, was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the good times already. That's, yes, it's the revelations. Where do we see this yisod? What does he mean? So first he starts just talking about it. And he started with a very deep Torah, and somewhat Kabbalistic, and it's a Torah we've spoken about a little bit about this before. About the shame of HaKadosh Baruch, Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. How Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, we know, has two other shemos before and after it. If you take before, the letters before Yud Kei Vav Kei are Tes Dalid Hey Dalid. And the letters after Yud Kei Vav Kei are Chav Vav Zayin Vav. Both of those letters, those four letters, are also shemos of Hashem Al Pi Kabbalah. These are deeper names that we're not used to. First of all, before I even go further, I want to share a different Torah from Rav Shor. And this is very important. I think he said this also the first night. I forget which night was which, some of the Torahs, but because I want to explain something, because we live in a dor where it's become way more rampant and more accepted in our world to be learning Kabbalah, learning Torah Sinister. I just want to give over what Rav Shor said about this, because we're gonna share a little bit, just a tipa bayam, because I had the schus to hear it from Efshur, and we're gonna be able to understand it on some level. But he said it also another Torah. He said Rav Tzadok, before we even explain this, Rav Tzadok, Sitkas Atzadik, and Pei Peace Reish Hey. He talks about Galus Mitzrayim. And he says, Galus Mitzrayim is as follows. Mitzrayim is Meitzar Yom. Meitzar is to put a minimization, restrictions on Yam, on the sea. What's Yam? Yam is the Yam al Torah, the Yam of Chachma. And what puts restrictions on wisdom? He says, Dimyonos. Dimyonos. Dimyonos he matzirim lispashtos yama chachma. What is dimyonos? Dimyonos is literally imagination, but it's more than just imagination. It's imagination. What? Fantasies of desires of this world that one shouldn't be having. Fantasies and desires and aspirations that are beyond what you should be thinking about. And that's Meitzar Yom. The Yom Shel Chachma, which is who we should be, a Yom Shel Torah, a Torah Dikiyid, Dimyonos is the antithesis of that, and that's what Mitzrayim was. And the Geula Mitzrayim is getting away from the Dimyonos. And he went on to explain, Rav Shor, that Pnei Menachem explained, Pnei Menachem, the Hilger Rebbe, that the biggest Yetzirah of our life are Dimyonos. Dimyonos is these fantasies and these imaginations of how great the taifas of our life are. That, wow, it would be so incredible, and we think about and imagine what would be if we'd be chesnish with this woman, if we'd have this amount of money, if we'd fill in the blank, whatever does it for you in the physical, materialistic world. This is all Yetzirah. But it's all dimyonos. Dimyonos, the imagination and the fantasies, it's by definition, it's also nothingness. So this is the biggest Yetzirah of our life. And we know famously that's what the difference between chametz and matzah is. Chametz and matzah are the same exact ingredients. But when it's chametz, it's all just puffed up into this exciting looking bread. But that's all dimyonos. It's all imagination. Really, it's nothing. It's just the same as matzah. And that's what the Yetzer Hara does to us. The Yetzer Hara, what it does is, if you break down that beautiful looking woman, you break it down, it's really just a bunch of flesh, bones, and skin. But it excites you and puts this imagery that's going to be so exciting, these dimyonis. And that's the biggest Yetzer Hara. And by the way, Rav Shor explained, Kedarko B'Koyedesh, Chomech is Gematria 135, which is exactly Gematria, Koyach Dimyon. Koyach Dimyon, the ability of that imagination. Which we all know from the Gemara and Brachos that Chometz represents the Yetzer Hara. That's the biggest Yetzer Hara of our lives. And Geulas Mitzrayim is getting free from that imagination. Geula, as if Rav Tzadok is saying Mitzrayim was that imagination, the Geula is getting free from that. Not giving into that. And getting back to the Yam Shel Torah, which tells us what's Emes Dik life. Only Torah, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Ark, can tell us what's really important in life. What's really Chashev in life. And we have to grow into that. You know, early tonight I was talking to a young man. A young man called me. I don't think I've ever spoken to this guy in my life. It was a guy, I know of him. He was a close chaver of another Talmud of mine. And he needed some relationship advice. I happened to know the young woman. Whatever it was, he calls me up. So we were talking at length, and he was explaining hargashos and feelings that he had in a different relationship years and years back, and feelings that he's having in this relationship. And why he doesn't have those feelings constantly now the way he did then. And I explained to him, it's very pashut. Years back, you had nothing important to you in your life. You had nothing that was chashiv to you in this world. God didn't exist. He was just like this thing you've been taught about. There was no responsibilities. There was nothing that was important. So the first thing you took a liking to, your whole world revolved around that. You were so pulled into it. It was so exciting to you. There was nothing else that existed. So it pulled you 24/7. That was all that you had. But even one day when you're going to be with your wife and have the most amazing, loving relationship and so deep and so real, you're going to also have tremendous, because you've built now, you have tremendous love for the Rabbeinu Shalom, and you have tremendous love for Torah Mitzvahs and what's chashuv in this world. So it's no longer the only thing in this world. So the feeling and the attraction and the excitement is a different feeling, because there are other things that are important in your life. If you think about it, that makes a lot of sense. It doesn't mean there isn't tremendous love and excitement and emotion towards your wife, but there's other emotions towards other things that are also important in your life. And we have to grow through this and understand this. And we need to no longer give in to the demyonos of our imagination of what's chashiv. We finally, through Torah, could understand and appreciate what's important in the world. And I'm sure, by the way, he said, and this is why I'm telling you this part, he said, first of all, the world we live in, this Yetzer is so strong, specifically with technology, which technology is all demyonos. Think about it, this, you look at a phone, you look at a chvesnish, whatever you're looking at, it's just a screen. Nothing exists over here. You're looking, person lo aleinu is nichshol and shmir senayim. What are you looking at? You're looking at nothing. There's nothing there. It's all demyonos. It's all imagination. It's all fantasies, which is the Yetzer Hara of today. But he said also, and I want to tell the chavrus and listen closely, so too in this door, and this is from Rav Shura, this is not myself, even though I believe in it 100%, I see it. He says, people that are dabbling and going into and trying to learn Kabbalah and Torah Sinister prematurely, and he believes, I could tell by the way he said it, most people, is also your demyonos and the Yetzer Hara of who you really are. And you're skipping steps. And you should be learning Gemara, and learning Tanakh, and learning Sefer Musar, and learning Sefer Machshava, and learning Halacha. Who are you to be going to these places because you have this excitement and these demyonos? But that's not who you are, and that's also destructive. Demyonos is not being yourself and true to yourself. And that's also pagam in demyonos in the Yetzer Hara, causing you to not be who you're supposed to be, and it's going to end in destruction. As we'll learn later tonight, I have a Torah in the 5 minute, you'll see, as well. It's very important to understand that also could be demyonos. We could have demyonos even b'davar ruchni, the Yetzer Hara gets to us. So that being said, we have to discuss a little bit some shemos of Kabbalah, but we're going to learn it because we could. No, but we're not just going to sit with the Zohar and think we're trying to understand. We're going to what we could understand and be mefarish that leads to a derech avoida, because I had this chus to learn it from someone who understands it well, from Rav Shur. So that's why I can give this over to you. So with that being said, let's learn. Here we go, Chavri, ready? It's all hakdama so far. So again, we have the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei, and they have the Shem before Tes Hey Dalet Hey, the Shem after Chav Vav Zayim Vav. Let's focus on that Shem, that name that's after Chav Vav Zayim Vav. So that name, Rav Shur explained, if you look at it, it could be split up into two, like Shem Havaya. Yeah, Shem Havaya is Ka Yud Hei Vav Hei. Shem Chav Vav Zayim Vav could be Chav Vav Zayim Vav. Chav Vav already is what Gematria Chav Vav. What's Gematria Chav Vav? What? 26, Shaivaya. So the beginning of the name is already Yud Kei Vav Kei, which we all know. Yud Kei Vav Kei, Shem Havaya is the Shem of Rachman, the Shem of mercy. He was, he is, and he will always be. He's above time and space. And that's why he has the ability to be merciful. He sees what was before, he sees what's after. Represents Rachamim. Already Rashi, the beginning of Torah, tells us this, so we should understand that Shem Havaya is Rachamim. So the beginning of the name is Rachamim. Chav Vav is Rachamim. Zayin Vav, then if the beginning is Rachamim, the end, which the end is always, is Din. Is judgment. Now judgment means things that we seem to be, to our perception, as difficult and hard, and punishment. So that's Zayin Vav, that's the end of the name. If Chav Vav is Rachamim, Zayin Vav is Din. So listen to what Rav Shur says so beautifully. Unbelievable. We all know the famous story with Nachum Ish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamzu said, always what? What did Nachum Ish Gamzu say? Gamzu L'Toyva. Gamzu L'Toyva. So Pashvi, Gamzu L'Toyva, this is also good. Zakra, sure. Gamzu! You know the godless in that statement, how deep it was? Gamzu! Also the Zayin Vav.
also that which we perceive as din, as judgment, is difficult. Gamzu l'toiva. It's good. It's teibishter. Thus is the deepest emuna. That not just the chavav, not just the rachamim, is the Rabbeinu Shalman tov, gamzu l'tova. Which is bigger, he said, than kol ma'adav rachman tavav from a bekiva. Not just all that is good. Gamzu, even the din is good. Even the difficulty is good. The biggest emuna one has to have, gamzu l'tova.
And this is the lesson we see of Pesach, he said. And where do we see a Pesach? He said, the gematria, what's the avodah of Pesach? Get rid of all our chametz. I know Chevra sitting here like, Rebbe, Pesach's gone, over. We thought we're coming tonight here about Sfiras Oymer, maybe like Boymer already, maybe Achremos, maybe even Kedoshim, because they're thrall. What are we talking about? We'll get there, just listen and learn. Don't worry, we'll get there. And don't forget, we're still in Nisan, we're starting to hold on. But we're going to explain tonight how to bring Pesach into an entire year, against your Pesach. Against your Pesach. Not just against your Purim, which Vada we want to have and we live. Against your Pesach as well. How so? Listen. By the Tzaddik and by Avraham and Yaakov, they're able to have Pesach any time of the year. Kedushas Levi tells us this. We want that as well. You ready? Ready? What's the avoid the Pesach? Get rid of all the chametz, which is now we understand tonight. Get rid of all the etara, get rid of all the demyonis, right? How do you? What's the word in the one word in the Torah that tells us to get rid of all our chametz? What's the one word? Tashbisu. That's the avoid of Pesach. The avoid of Pesach is tashbisu. Zok Rav Shor, you can't make this stuff up. Heilig Tzadik Yisoid Oilam Rav Shor. It was a schus just to be. Pesach, be able to be here and go to here. This one Torah was worth all of Pesach. Tashvisu, Gematria, 1118. Exactly Gematria, and I checked it. Exactly Gematria, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Tashvisu, exactly Gematria. You can't make this stuff up. Do we love Torah, Chevra? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Tashvisu. Why? Wait, but listen to why. Let's understand it. And he explained. Let's understand it. Don't just say it. Shkoyach. That's why people, you know, the people that taino on gematria, because they just hear the gematria, and they don't hear the Torah, and they don't hear the amkus, and they don't hear the before and the after. If you just see a gematria and leave it, shkoyach. But there's a before and there's an after. What's pshat in that? Don't just say it. Shkoyach. Tashbizu, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad. What is Shema? We say it at least twice a day. Some of us 4 or 5 times a day. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. What are we saying? You know what we're saying? Hashem midas harachimim, Elokeinu midas adin. Shema Yisrael, listen Yisrael, listen. And we're all Bnei Yisrael, listen. We're talking to ourselves. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem and Elokeinu. The Hashem that's amazing, that's wonderful, that brings us simcha and rachimim, and Elokeinu, the God that's bringing sickness, and the God that's bringing galus, and the God that somehow allowed what happened in California, this past Yontif to happen, that seems like such a din. Hashem and Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's one. It's one. Chavav, Rachamim, Zayin Vav, Gamzu L'toiva. We don't understand it, and we're allowed to cry, and we're allowed to be sad and mourn. But it's Hashem Echad. It's Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the whole entire avodah of all of Pesach is Tashbizu, is to get to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The whole avodah of Pesach is not just to see the Hashem and the Geula in the good times. It's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And he said as well, that's why we have such a focus, Lal Seder. That's why I have such a focus, Lal Seder, Ani Hashem. Ani v'lo malach, Ani lo sarf, Ani. Ani is gematria. Ani is gematria what? 66. Ani, no, 61. This thing, I don't know. 61. Ani is 61. Thank you. Exactly the gematria of the four letters, the ois, the shame before Shem Avaya and after Shem Avaya. Tes dal tes. What do we say? Tes dalid hey dalid chav vav zayim vav. If you add up all 8 of those letters, exactly 61. Ani. Meaning, not just the one you see that's Hashem, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei. The before and the after, it's all Echad. That's the God of Lel
Seder. That's the Rabbeinu Shalom if you see it's Mitzrayim. It's Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Dikayid. That's why if you also take Gematria, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Yud Kevav Ke Elokeichem, it's Gematria 193, which is exactly Chav Vav Zayim Vav within the Miloi. You take Chav Vav Zayim Vav in Miloi. This I saw in the Sefer Oyer B'Simcha the other night. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So this was all from Rav Shor. So now we're starting to see and hear Torah, how the whole Pesach is not just because why does Hashem want us just to see Him in the good times? He shows us and He reveals Himself in the good times so that I could believe in Him and be one with Him and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad even in the difficult times. Now we understand, by the way, as well, why were those the words that today Yom HaShoah, that 6 million Jews left this world with those words on their lips, saying even at this moment. What were they saying? They were saying, even at this moment of such din, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, b'mekayim Pesach. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that's our avodah, chevra. Our avodah isn't just to be a Pesach on Pesach when it's all good and it's geula. It's to carry that same strong emunah with me always. And never then be down. And always understand that Hashem is by my side. And pull the chizik of Pesach into the year. That's the Torah we said. One of my favorite Torahs that we said. We say it every one of the Torahs. We say every Sudas Mashiach. This is not a Sudas Mashiach. I don't share this Torah. All the rest of the Torah is always different from one Sudas Mashiach to another. The one Torah that I always say over from the Hail Ganem Elimelech. Rav Melech Melejansk. So it says, Holchu by Abasha B'Sochayam by Kriyas Yamsuf. Pasha Pshat. We all know the words. We're by Abasha. We're in the dry land. B'Sochayam in the middle of the sea. He says, that's not pshat. B'Sochayam, when we were walking through the sea, it was Gila Shechina, it was revelations. We were the biggest of the Vim, bigger than even Mamish, the biggest of the Vim. Roshivcha B'Yam, Mashalora Yechezkel. Right? But that was B'Sochayam. The avoid is Holchel by Abasha. When you get onto the dry land, when you get onto the dry land, then you're no longer in the midst of the Geula. Like you're still in the middle of the sea. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokei. Also the Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all one. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's our avodah. And that's what Rav Shor was saying is avodah Pesach. It's to be able to carry it with us into the year. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us levels of nisyonos, which until we're zoich and Mashiach Tzidkenu is inevitable. It's part of what Golus is for each and every one of us. I mentioned earlier that I had the amazing privilege, the incredible privilege this morning to hear from a Kaddish Tekiyid, Mrs. Laub, Tzadekes, a walking Nes Golui. She said incredible things. This 5-6-year-old girl, after she finished speaking, I was speaking to her afterwards with a few other people. She looked at me, she said, I want you to know, Rabbi, I want you to know, I never once ate treif all the years of the Holocaust. Halacha, she probably could have. She was starving, she was freezing. Pikuach nefesh, vada, you're allowed to eat non-kosher. But she couldn't bring herself to eat treif. So she'd rather be hungry and be cold. She was 5-6 years old. She was 5-6 years old during those years. And she wouldn't bring herself to eat treif. Understand? Can't make this up. So one time, the way she survived, a lot of it was through the Umas Olam, through Goyish and Gentiles that were friendly with her parents, that like she ended up at their houses and they took care of her for a night, for a week, for whatever it was. Which was Mesiras Nefesh, they could have been killed, and they knew that. Ukrainians. So one time she went in, and the gentle took her in, and she was starving, and she was freezing, and he gave her bread, and gave her milk. He said, bread, you think it's white, like bread like you have, it was black, coarse bread, you know. And then he brought her this big, hot piece of pork, chazer.
And he says that, you know, you need to eat this. You need, this is what we have. You need to eat this. You need it for your health. You need it for your warmth. And she wasn't going to eat it. No matter what, she wasn't going to eat it. She's 5-6 years old. But she also didn't want to make him feel bad. She also knew he's trying to help her and loves her and cares about her and go and risking his life for her. So she thought to herself, again, this is a 5-6 year old girl. So she said to him, because she wanted to have derech eretz, no, I really just like bread and milk. I really only like bread and milk. That's what I like to eat and drink. Imagine to have the foresight and think like this. Derech eretz. Levayit of derech eretz. To care about every person. To be nice to every person. To be one with every person. She said that was part of what saved her. She knew, she understood. Her parents, she's a daughter, and were with Bali Derech Eretz to everybody that they met, and everybody knew. Yidden and non-Yidden alike. And the way they spoke, and the kavod they gave, and the help they did for other people. And she knew that's why these people were willing to help her, even though it was at the risk of their own life. But she didn't stop telling us how the Eibishter was with her every moment. And how the whole time she'd be walking the streets, davening to Hashem. She's 5-6 years old. And then she had a line that I will never forget for the rest of my life. This is a girl who, I don't know exactly how long, for months, for years, for a long period of the war, was completely alone, no family, nowhere to live, walking the streets of Ukraine, each night not knowing where she was going to sleep, not knowing where her next piece of food would enter her mouth. 5-6 years old. Just understand this. She would sleep. She had this dog she found under a house that she would sleep with, in a house of where she was able to sleep inside for like a week, but then they told her she can't be there anymore because it was too dangerous. So she used to sleep under the house with the dog. Sometimes she'd sleep at times in public bathrooms. Finding wherever she didn't know from one night to the next where she's going to sleep, alone walking the streets of Ukraine. The things she saw. I mean, Nazis taking babies and breaking their backs over their legs and handing them back to a mother. I mean, we can't understand. And as a little girl. But she said to us, she says, I want you to know, I was never alone. I want you to know I was never alone. I felt and I knew the Eibishter was with me every single moment. I wish each and every one of you heard this from her, not from me. Because you heard it from her, you wouldn't be the same Jew for the rest of your life. We're learning tonight, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We're learning tonight from Rav Aram Shor, how Pesach should take us, not for Pesach, but for after Pesach. How the Muna of Pesach is not for when we are in Geula, but for when we are in Galus. It's Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Shem Echad. It's Chavav and Gamzu L'tova. She lived Gamzu L'tova. She lived with the Eibishter every moment, even in Gehenim Al Aretz. She said she believes we should write a Haggadah for the second night of Pesach. The first night of Pesach should be the Haggadah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second night of Pesach, we should write a Haggadah, she told us, of Yetzias Megehenim. Of those Yidden that left the Holocaust. Yetzias Megehenim. Yet, she walked every moment, every step with Hashem, she told us. She never felt alone one minute. That's why she was zoicha to live. And every one of her descendants, grandchildren, children, are shomrei Torah mitzvahs. Everyone, she told me. And she says, who could not feel blessed by Hashem? She lived it. She's living it. Gamzu l'toiva. Shema Yisrael Hashem l'keinu Hashem echad. That's our avodah. The emes is, we already know this. It's a Torah shared before. I shared this Torah in Eretz Yisrael, in a women's share. I don't know if any of the chaver listened. I just want to share it here. Tremendous Torah from a tremendous, famous Rashi. By Kriyas Yamsuf, because this really says it already.
By Kriyas Yamsuf, so the Psukim tell us that the Mitzrim drown in the Yamsuf. We all know this. So one Pasuk says, Kmo Evan, like stones. One Pasuk says, Ka'oferes, like lead. And one Pasuk says, Kakash, like straw. So Rashi tells us very famously, you all know it. Rashi in Perek Tezvav in Bishalach, Pasuk Hey, on the words, Kmo Evan, like stone. Ubamakum Acher, Tzolu Koferes. Another place that they were drowning like lead. Ubamakum Acher, Yechleimu Kakash, like straw. So Rashi says, Harashoim Kakash. The wicked people, the worst, they drown like straw. Straw is very light, it goes very slow. So Holchin, Metorfin, Oilim, Vyardim, it was a painful, slow death. Up and down, bobbing. Bainanim, Kevin. The ones that were a little bit better, they drowned like a stone, much quicker. Vaksherim, which means the best of the worst, the ones who were still deserve to die, but were the best to us. Koferes, they deserve to die, but like lead, a very quick, painless death. Shenachu Miyad, they died immediately. So I once saw from Rav Simcha Zissel Brady, the Chevron Rosh Hashiva, my Rebbe Rav Lachman's Chavrusa for 10 years. Chevron knows who Rav Simcha Zissel Brady was. Let me tell you one story about Rav Simcha Zissel that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Lachman before we give pshat. Lachman was Chavrusa for 10 years with Rav Simcha Zissel, from the age of, I believe I'm not mistaken, 13 to 23. He said, Mamish is Chavrusa with Simcha Zissel. He had to prepare for hours just for the Chavrusa. They learned second Seder together. He had to prepare for hours because, they'd be learning the Gemara. And Rav Simcha Zissel, the way they'd learn, he said, this doesn't make sense according to the Ritva. Let's say learning Gittin. This doesn't make sense according to the Ritva and Sukkot Daf Chavalif, right? And like Rav Lachman would have to be holding in that. So he said one time they were learning, he was married already, and they were learning and they had a kash on a toisvus, and they're struggling over it, we got to sweat over it. They didn't run to the Masifta. We got to sweat over it. The Masifta is beautiful, the art scroll is beautiful, if used properly. After you sweat and sweat and sweat, and put in tremendous amelus, so then you want to use it great. If you want to become a Talmud Chacham, you have to be amal b'tayra. Scary door with all the simplicity of the Torah that we have today. There's a lot of milas in it for a lot of people. But it can be used as a crutch in a way that can be destructive to our growth. Shem Yirachim. So they were stuck on a Tosfos. And they're going back and forth and trying to figure out. And they usually learn, let's say, till 6 o'clock. It's already 6:30. So Rav Lachman says to Rav Simcha Zissel, I'm sorry, his wife, there's no cell phones, there's no communication. His wife, his newly married wife, is waiting at home for him. She said to Rebbe, I'm sorry, I have to go home, we'll figure this out tomorrow. The Rebbe said, okay, obviously, I understand, no problem. Goes home. 2 o'clock in the morning, Rav Lachman said his phone ring. 2 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up. And he picks up the phone, it's Rav Simcha Zissel on the phone. Rav Simcha Zissel, by the way, didn't have a phone in his house. He had to go to the yeshiva to use the phone. Rav Lachman told us. He says, I called you, I got pshat in the toisvus. And I knew, just like I couldn't sleep, there's no way that you could have slept when you had the kash in toisvus. So I wanted to make sure you could go to sleep. So I called you to give you the teretz. Rav Lachman was fast asleep. But that's Rav Simcha Zissel Brady. You hear? That's a goyin, gadol. Shiva of Chevron. So Simcha Zissel says, we say in our davening, Shirach Chadash Hashem Chugolim, we sing a new song. This is the song of Az Yashar. You want to know what the new song of Az Yashar was? It used to be that when do we sing? We sing when things are amazing, when things are great, because Hashem is by our side, the shame of Havaya, the shame of Rachamim. You know what the new song was? What's Rashi telling us? That the Mitzrim, some drown in this way, and others in that way, and others in that way. Why is that significant to us? Because we saw that as well. We looked back and we saw the Mitzrim that were horrible to us, having painful deaths. And the Mitzrim that helped us a little, but were still not enough, quick death. And we realized that. You know what realization we had? Wait a minute. God's not just with us now when we're being saved. He was there the whole time. He was there the whole time and he was orchestrating it all. And now he's paying them back because he was there watching every single moment. Shirach Chadashah, it's a new song. A song where we appreciate not just Hashem, but Elokeinu. Gamzu L'Toyva. And that's the lesson of Pesach. And that's what we have to pull with us into the year. Not just when it's wonderful, El Seder. And I'm with my family, enjoying a beautiful Pesach wherever I was in the world. But even in the more difficult times, Hashem is always by my side. Gamzu, even the Zayin Vav, is L'Toyva. I remember years ago, it was right before a January trip to Eretz Yisrael. For some reason, year in, year out, for many years, B'li Ayin Hara should have been Gener. Not this year, B'li Ayin Hara, but for a bunch of years, B'li Nishom would always bring a little bit of a Nisayon, and I would get sick right before that January trip. Baruch Hashem, I pushed through it, but always like I had like a cough and a cold and like flu-like, and I'd always have to be running to a doctor that I knew like to write me a script. And I was leaving, I generally leave here on a Sunday of that January trip, and that Shabbos before, this goes back maybe 5-6 years ago, I was really, really sick, and I couldn't find any doctor to go to late Matzah Shabbos. I ran to one of the urgent cares. You know these urgent cares that are open. Because I thought maybe I'm going to need antibiotics to take with me. I didn't want to mess with it. So I'm there. And I'll never forget, it was a bad experience. Like these nurses come in. And they decide they're doing like these crazy tests on me. Like crazy things. The whole thing was, well, again, I think they're just trying to make a lot of money. But whatever. Finally a doctor comes in. And the doctor says, How you doing? So I say, thank God, I'm doing great. So he looked at me like puzzled. He said, what do you mean? If you're doing great, you wouldn't be here. I'm like, no, I mean, I happen to feel sick, and I have a cough and a cold, and I want to see what to do about it, but thank God, I'm great. And he looked at me like, again, like puzzled. As I said, all right, forget it. You just wouldn't understand. Because they can't understand what it is to be Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. To be what it is that I'm going through. I might be going through a difficulty, and I could cry, and I could be sad, but I know Hashem Echad. I know Gamzu L'Toyva. I know Gamzu L'Toyva. I know Baruch Dayan Emes. I know Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. I know that everything is the Eibishter. That's the Avodah Rav Shor was saying that Pesach is all about. The Avodah of Pesach is not just for Pesach. It's not just for the Geula. It's not for just the best of times. It's to have Amunah and be one with Hashem every single moment of our lives. So Bez Yom Yisbarach, we're still these last few moments of Nisan together. Chazal, you know, says that Nisan was the Gula, Nisan Atidim Ligal. There's another Chazal that the Amuna of the Yidin is what was Zoyche bring this Chus of the Gula in Mitzrayim. So Bistam, it's that Amuna again. What Amuna? An Amuna like we explained tonight. An Amuna of Shema Yisrael, Hashem L'Kein Hashem Echad. An Amuna that, as by the way, we started off by saying, we're saying Shir tonight with Ushlema of Gimpel Yitzchak Ben Avigayel, the members of his family, his children. And the situation is very grave and very difficult. You never saw a Muna like this. In your life, you never heard a Muna like this. A Muna that Eibishter runs the world, and he runs the world when it seems great, and he runs the world when it seems not so great. Gamzu L'Toyva. Mr. Hashem, we should be Zoyche to live that a Muna. If we have that a Muna, we'll be Zoyche to the Geula Shlema. Mashiach Tzidkenu, where we can say, V'ayya B'yomahu Yah Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Where there is no more Elokeinu even, it's just Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad.
Mashiach said, Kenu, Meher v'Yemeh.